were in Brighton because I'd been doubling for murdered businessman Martin Earnshaw in the crime show Citizen's Arrest.
Can we slow down a bit?
No.
I'd been on my way to meet Francis for lunch when I realised I was passing D.S. Marchmont's flat.
Where are we going?
A pub.
Greg Marchmont was officially on sick leave, but I suspected he'd been taken off the Earnshaw case, and wanting to find out why, I popped in to see him. Now, I wished I'd never gone near the place.
Four double scotches, please.
In one glass.
As it comes.
Intravenously?
And whatever my wife's having.
Nothing. This is strictly a spectator sport.
What I'd seen in Greg's flat demanded strong drink in large quantities before I could give Francis even the expurgated highlights.
Better?
Getting there.
So maybe you can tell me what that was all about.
I may never be able to open a fridge again.
What?
Punctuated by two more doubles, I told Francis about the body in the bathroom and the decapitation in the kitchen.
Excuse me, I'll have whatever he's having.
The sight of Greg Marchmont sprawled on the bathroom floor with a gun in his hand was bad enough.
Same again, please.
But Ed Faraday's head on the dairy shelf was more than I could take.
And one more.
Ex-cop turned private investigator Faraday had achieved celebrity status as a key member of the Citizen's Arrest team.
Ooh, I feel unusual.
Yeah. You'd better stand on the brakes.
It's the middle of the day, and I just matched you drink for drink.
Come on, let's get some air.
Oh!
No, no, take my arm.
I can't believe you haven't told the police.
I broke into a crime scene, and they can trace a mobile. I've already had the red card from Inspector Sawsby for poking my nose in where it's not wanted.
Use a phone box. Call them anonymously.
I can't believe that D.S. Marchmont is the Earnshaw killer.
You don't know he is.
I just found a head in his fridge.
Not Earnshaw's. All the other body parts were burnt.
So?
So, for all anyone knows, they could all belong to Ed Faraday.
Let's think about this. Greg had an affair with Samantha Noakes and walks out on his family.
Noakes was a serving police officer with supermodel looks, a fake tan, and celebrity status as co-presenter of Citizen's Arrest.
Then she dumps him for Ed, which is motive enough for a cream passionnel.
You make it sound like a chocolate truffle.
In the heat of the moment, Greg kills Ed, then comes to his senses and is filled with such self-disgust at his repulsive act. He shoots himself.
Someone's been reading Dostoevsky.
Okay, you come up with something better.
I'm just thinking about what Superintendent Sawsby told me.
That patronising creep.
Not flavour of the month, I know, but he's an experienced copper, and he said that whoever murdered Earnshaw is an attention-seeking showman.
Does that description fit Greg Marchmont?
No, I don't like to speak ill of the dead, but Greg was pretty dull.
On the other hand, that's what they always say about serial killers. Such a nice, quiet man. Kept himself to himself. So kind to his mother.
I'm kind to my mother.
And I found some shocking sights in your fridge. Maybe you're the killer.
This is getting us nowhere.
Who says the murderer is a man? We might be looking for an attention-seeking show woman. I.e. Detective Inspector Sam Noakes.
Why kill the man you're sleeping with?
Don't get me started.
And we're missing one crucial point.
What?
Greg and Sam both had history with Ed Faraday. What reason would either of them have to kill Martin Earnshaw?
Damn!
Francis went back to our B&B to sleep off the booze. Meanwhile, I went in search of a working phone box that wasn't an impromptu pissoir or plastered with sex workers' business cards.
Charles Paris, international man of mystery.
The only mystery is that you've got a functioning liver.
They don't build them like me anymore. Post-baby boom, they broke the mould.
That'll be moulders in culture in a petri dish. Where are you?
Roaming the streets of Brighton, looking for a phone box.
Nobody uses phone boxes anymore.
Not in your world.
But you've got a mobile.
It's a long story.
Why are you still in Brighton?
Everybody's got to be somewhere.
Have Citizen's Arrest said they need you for more filming?
Francis and I are having a mini break to celebrate our 35th anniversary of divorce avoidance.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
Any more bits of Earnshaw turned up?
Not as far as I know.
As I hadn't yet informed the police, I certainly wasn't going to tell my agent about the grisly scene I'd discovered.
Well, the grieving widow's making the most of her time in the spotlight.
Chloe?
Her PR friend has taken her on to manage her media profile.
Well, anyone in the public eye has to guard against the tabloids.
Not to mention her book deal and the bidding war over film rights.
What?
Shocking, isn't it?
Her husband's still turning up in installments.
The wicked world.
They're vultures.
From what I hear, it's not one-way traffic. Chloe Earnshaw drives a hard bargain.
You mean she's up for it?
If you're going to sell your soul, you may as well get a good price. Oh, speaking of deals, your son-in-law's publication date is looming, and the BBC want to nail studio dates for your abridged reading.
With characteristic ease, my son-in-law had penned and published It's a Dad Thing, One Man's Journey into Life's Biggest Adventure. If that wasn't bad enough, I was supposed to help aggrandize it on Radio 4.
I'm still not sure I should do it.
Yeah, well, unless you've been inundated with offers of work, of course you should do it.
I can't talk about it now. I haven't got my diary with me.
Come off it. We both know it's empty.
All right. You're breaking up.
On my way back to the B&B, I stopped off for a quick drink, then nipped into a chippy and sneaked a takeaway back to the room.
Are you awake?
Oh, my head.
No. Don't. Sit up too quickly, it makes it worse.
Oh, hangover advice from the pro. Oh, what's that smell?
I got us a fish supper.
Oh!
Try a bit, you'll feel better when you've got something inside you.
That's always bad advice in my experience. Is this what it feels like to be you?
It gets easier after the first two decades.
Kill me now.
Do you mind if I turn the telly on?
Oh. Pass me a chip,
where is it? You're watching Citizens Arrest. Your mate, Sam Nix. Where we just received an update on the Martin Earnshaw murder case.
Got any ketchup?
Shh.
Superintendent Martin Sorsby has been overseeing the case, and he's here to fill us in on developments.
Will you be quiet?
As the viewers are well aware, in recent weeks we've found burnt remains believed to be those of missing businessman Martin Earnshaw. Today's tip-off brought a further gruesome
twist. You the tip-off?
No.
Early this morning, a man walking his dog in woodland stumbled across a human torso.
Just when I was getting my appetite back.
I was watching that.
You better phone in your tip-off.
I tried while you were asleep. But all the phone boxes were out of order, and then Morris phoned him.
I wonder if it's Earnshaw's or Faraday's torso. Don't hog all the fish.
I thought you weren't hungry.
Maybe you should try chatting up Samantha Nukes again.
And let her send me away with the flea in my ear. I'm not going to be patronised by her again.
What about Chloe Earnshaw?
What about her?
She's at the centre of this whole thing, and she's not a policewoman. She might know something.
From what Morris tells me, she's busy carving out her media career.
Better still, you're in the media. She'll talk to you.
I'm not in the media. I'm an actor, and what good am I to her?
Tell her you know people. Turn on the charm. See what you can schmooze out of her. You know her address?
We shot a reconstruction at her house.
Good. We'll go over in the morning.
We?
You don't think I'm going to sit around here?
Actually, I sort of do.
Don't worry. I'll stay outside. Keep things under surveillance.
This isn't the Bourne identity.
And you're not Matt Damon. Now shut up and give me a chip.
Next morning, I found myself standing on Chloe Earnshaw's doorstep rehearsing what I was going to ask her. Meanwhile, Frances lurked nearby, doing her covert MI5 act. The detached house was in a 1980s executive cul-de-sac, a luxury 4x4 on every drive. Just the thing for a property developer, and presumably bought by Martin Earnshaw before he got into hock with violent loan sharks.
Hello?
Chloe appeared round the side of the house, in designer gear from hoodie to wellies. Even the strimmer was state-of-the-art and emblazoned with a high-end logo.
Hope you don't mind me stopping by. I heard the latest news.
Yes.
It was an unemotional yes. But what kind of yes did I expect from a woman whose husband's torso had just turned up, minus the rest of him?
Come round the side.
She leant the strimmer against a wall and led me through a smart conservatory into a large, open-plan kitchen. While she made coffee, I perched at the breakfast bar, peering at the garden beyond.
There's always so much to do out there, and I'm not much of a gardener. Martin always used to cut the grass, but...
That's the trouble with gardens. Things keep growing, no matter what.
Sorry. I hate growing all the time.
No, don't be silly.
Everywhere I turn, there's something else to remind me.
I can do it if you like, the grass.
You didn't come down from London just to offer to cut my lawn.
I've been staying in Brighton since the filming.
Seaside break?
Sort of.
So, you haven't been filming more reconstructions of Citizen's Arrest?
I think they've finished with me.
Me too.
You haven't heard from them?
Not a peep. When Martin disappeared, they were all over me like a rash. And when body parts started turning up, everyone wanted a piece. But that came out wrong.
Under the circumstances, her laugh jarred somewhat.
Oh, I suppose they'll be in touch now there's been this latest horrible discovery.
How about the police? Have they been keeping you up to speed?
Sam Noakes was very good to start with, but she's got a bit quiet.
Probably got her work cut out running the inquiry.
And she's got her TV profile to think of.
It was the first time the sweet-faced Chloe had bared her teeth and shown her claws.
There's a nutter wandering around out there and no one seems at all concerned about my safety. I mean, did you see any police presence when you arrived just now?
No.
What's happened to Detective... what's his name? Marchmont. He's vanished off the face of the earth as well. I'm starting to wonder if they even know what they're doing. What was that?
I think it was in the garden. I'll have a look. But before I could go anywhere, a man stepped in from the conservatory. A man not entirely dissimilar in age, height and looks... to me.
What the hell are you doing here?
I had to come back.
You're supposed to be dead.
Says who?
Everyone knows it.
First I've heard of it.
You bloody idiot.
Please, Chloe.
Don't Chloe me.
We need to talk.
No, we don't.
We need to sort things out and then I'll go for good.
I thought you had gone for good. I thought you were dead.
Why would you think that?
Sorry to interrupt, but are you Martin Earnshaw?
Yes. Who are you?
Charles. I've been working with Chloe.
Working? You got yourself a job, Chloe.
You're supposed to be dead.
So you keep saying, but I'm not dead. I've been in Belgium.
What am I going to do?
I had to see you once more.
I'm going to look like a dog in front of the entire nation.
I wanted to talk to you face to face.
Well, I don't want to talk to you.
Please, Chloe.
Please, Chloe, you pathetic moron. You've ruined everything.
We need closure.
Closure? You want closure? Oh, I'll give you closure.
In a flash, she grabbed a large cleaver and flew at Earnshaw, who stumbled backwards into the conservatory.
No! Please!
With quite a lot of thought for my own safety, I tried to intervene, but Chloe spun round with a manic glint in her eyes and turned the blade on me.
Chloe!
Oh, you want a piece of me too? Come.
While she sliced and slashed at the air between us, a fourth figure sneaked in from the garden.
Get away from my husband!
Somewhere between Vita Sackville West and Boudicca, Frances wielded the strimmer till Chloe dropped her cleaver and fled the house, driving away at high speed. Wired on adrenaline and testosterone, my warrior queen went back to our B&B to calm down, while I had a chat with my alter ego.
Oh, you wouldn't know from her cool exterior, but she's got serious anger issues.
Yeah, well, Frances has put up with a lot over the years.
I meant Chloe.
Oh, Chloe, of course. Here, get this down, you.
Oh, thanks. Oh. Oh, I've seen her in some rages. But I honestly thought she was going to kill me this time.
You're not alone. Has this happened before?
Why do you think I left? Oh, I just wish I'd done it years earlier.
Do you mind if I ask why you waited so long?
Denial. Oh, to most men, I was living the dream. Middle-aged bloke, a beautiful younger wife. What's he got to complain about? But you've seen what she can be like. Oh, there are two Chloes. The butter wouldn't melt in her mouth, Angel, and the harpy from hell.
So when you left, you did so of your own accord?
Mm. I left out of self-preservation and desperation. Can I ask you something?
Seems only fair.
Why was Chloe so convinced I was dead?
So I brought him up to speed, ending with the revelation that I was his TV lookalike.
Pour me another scotch, will you?
Well, I'm not that bad.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
You really didn't know any of this?
Nothing. After I did my runner, I suffered a complete mental collapse. I just couldn't hack it anymore, so I tried to lose myself. I ended up in rural Belgium, cut off from the outside world.
Why come back now?
I've met someone else.
Ah.
She's got a small farm, and we're going to start over, but I've got to put my affairs in order, and this house is all I've got. Well, this and a whole heap of debt.
So you've got to pay off all the loan sharks?
Well, if you mean the banks, yeah.
Banks?
Well, you don't think I'd get into hock with real villains.
As Earnshaw's story unfolded, I realised the full extent of Chloe's lies. The financial crash had certainly ruined her husband's business, but he'd done nothing illegal.
No wonder Chloe panicked. She's shot the world a whole pack of lies, and now she's going to get found out.
But she couldn't have planned all this.
No. No, she must have reported me missing. And then some poor sod gets himself murdered.
And when burnt body parts start turning up, the police put two and two together and Chloe goes along with the story.
Yeah, well, she's always had an eye for the main chance.
So it was just serendipity.
Well, she's a fantasist. This was her chance to get rich and famous.
Yeah. What next for you?
Well, I'm going to sort out the mess here. And then it's back to Belgium. Start my new life on the farm.
Before you go, can I ask one favour?
Yeah, sure.
Before Martin Earnshaw comes back from the dead, could he keep a low profile for a bit longer?
Why?
There's something I'd like to sort out, and it might help if you were still officially dead.
Well, I don't suppose you can do any more harm.
Good linguine.
Delicious. Where's your doppelganger tonight?
Keeping out of the way and hoping he doesn't run into the trophy wife from hell.
I always thought she looked high maintenance.
Yeah. Give me a slob of a woman any day.
Do you want Vongolet in your lap?
Is that a threat or an offer?
So, what next?
I quite fancy the Zabaglione.
I meant with the Earnshaw case.
Oh.
You're going to have to tell the police, you know.
I know, but if I use my mobile, they'll trace the call and I'll have to explain what I was doing in Greg's flat.
We'll find a phone box on the way back to the hotel. Deal?
Deal. Now, do you mind if I enjoy my risotto?
Go ahead. The thing that bothers me is how come no one queried Chloe's story?
Well, once events took over, she just sort of riffed on it and then things got out of hand.
Surely Chloe knew she'd be found out sooner or later.
Well, like Martin said, she's a fantasist. In her world, she was going to end up a TV celebrity, showing people around her sumptuous home for a feature in Hello.
Just for being the widow of a murdered man?
Stranger things have happened. In the meantime, she was lying from one day to the next.
Then, boom, dead husband walks in and the pack of cards comes tumbling round her ears.
At which point she goes ape and attacks him with a meat cleaver.
That still doesn't explain why the police didn't pick up on any of this. Say you went missing.
Cheers.
The police ask me a whole load of questions and they start finding body parts. Wouldn't I have to identify them?
Yeah, but if everything's burnt beyond recognition...
Very convenient.
For the killer, if they want to conceal who the real victim is.
Obviously, Greg Marchmont would have tried to cover his tracks.
I just don't buy it. I don't believe Greg is a psychopathic killer. He screwed up his life. All he wanted to do was make it up to his wife and kids.
How did Superintendent Sawsby describe the murderer to you?
An attention-seeking showman.
And I said to you, what if it's an attention-seeking showwoman?
You've really got it in for Sam Noakes.
I've never even met the woman.
But if you recall, we dismissed her as a suspect because she didn't have a reason to kill Martin Earnshaw.
But we know Earnshaw's not dead, and she did have a very complicated history with Greg Marchmont and Ed Faraday.
Uh-uh. I can see where this is leading.
Maybe you shouldn't make that tip-off call to the police until you've had a chat with her.
While in Brighton, Citizen's Arrest was based in a well-appointed hotel. The last time I'd been there, D.I. Noakes talked down to me like a not-too-bright schoolboy, so I bowled up expecting to be thoroughly patronised.
Is this déjà vu?
I'm here about the Earnshaw case.
I thought I told you last time.
I know what you're thinking.
Psychic too.
But I really do have some information.
No offence, Charles.
A prefix that always means the complete opposite.
But maybe I didn't make myself clear.
I think you did.
Then you won't mind my asking why you're back?
I'm a glutton for punishment. Have you heard from Greg recently?
That's not information, it's a question.
Humour me.
As far as I know, D.S. Marchmont's still on sick leave.
She was cool as a cucumber, not a flinch. Then again, whoever was behind this murder would have to be pretty detached. Am I allowed to ask if you've heard from Ed Faraday lately?
Just the odd email.
Odd?
As in occasional?
Again, not a twitch to give away a sense of unease or discomfort.
Enough questions. You say you've got information about the Earnshaw case and I'm running out of time.
When the first body parts started turning
up... I'm running out of patience,
too. Did Chloe Earnshaw have to identify them?
Yes, she came to the morgue. Not that there was much to identify, but she recognised his watch. It was a fake Rolex he bought when they were in Hong Kong.
How long did she spend looking at it?
I don't know. It was a pretty grisly experience. Can you imagine what sort of a state it was in?
So she didn't hold the watch?
Evidence in a murder case? I don't think so.
There are an awful lot of fake Rolexes out there.
Are you suggesting someone planted false evidence?
I'm just saying it's possible.
Okay, that's it. Enough's enough. If you've got any real information about this case, spit it out. Otherwise, I'll arrest you for wasting police time.
They're not Martin Earnshaw's arms.
Oh, really?
They're not his legs, either. Or, for that matter, his torso.
I take it you've got proof to support this statement?
Only that I was drinking whiskey with him yesterday, and he was definitely in one piece.
If that's true, you better tell me where he is now.
Before I do, I need to ask you one more question in the expectation that you're probably going to bawl me out.
Go on.
When you went off with Ed Faraday, Greg fell apart pretty badly, am I right?
Well?
From what he told me, he was neglecting his duties at work and made some serious mistakes.
For which he was formally disciplined.
But not fired.
No.
You look surprised.
A lot of coppers would have been out on their ears after that.
What saved Greg?
Somebody up there liked him?
God?
Only in his own mind.
For a brief moment, the mask slipped, and Detective Inspector Noakes smiled at her indiscretion. We both knew the senior officer she was referring to, and in that moment, a tangle of loose ends began tying up in my mind.
Now, I think you'd better tell me where I can find Martin Earnshaw.
As soon as I had told her, I intended to anonymously tip off the police about the bodies at Greg's flat. That was my intention. Then I remembered the hotel's rooftop bar. Well, what difference would another half hour make?
One large scotch.
Thanks. Hi.
Did you get to see her?
Yes, I've just left.
How did you get on?
Well, we've been barking up the wrong tree.
Damn!
Just because you've taken against her on the telly doesn't mean she's a murderer.
I'll remind you of that next time we're watching The Apprentice. So we're back at square one.
Actually, we're not.
You know who killed Ed Faraday?
I've got a pretty good idea.
Come on, then.
But before I could make my big reveal...
Well, well, if it isn't Inspector Clouseau.
I'll call you back, Francis. Superintendent Salisbury.
I don't want to come between husband and wife.
We'd more or less finished.
I thought you were long gone back to London.
I've always had a soft spot for Brighton.
So long as you're keeping out of trouble.
Can I buy you a drink?
You've twisted me arm. I'll have a pint of lager.
As it was another sunny day, we took our drinks out to the roof terrace.
Good health.
Cheers.
Noisy sod seagulls.
Actually, they're herring gulls.
Is that so?
According to D.S. Marchman.
Well, there you go. Of course, I didn't have the benefit of higher education.
Must be a high-stress job being a copper.
You've got to have the right stuff, that's for sure.
Did Greg have the right stuff?
What do you mean, did?
You haven't heard.
Heard what?
Oh, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but Greg Marchman's dead. All the colour drained from his big red cheeks.
Looks like suicide. He was in his flat. Along with what's left of Ed Faraday.
Anyone else would have reeled with the shock. Not Superintendent Salisbury. He just stared dead ahead with resignation stamped across his face.
Oh, and by the way, I had a drink with Martin Earnshaw yesterday.
He's crawled out of the woodwork, has he? That's bloody typical, that is.
You wait all day for a corpse to rise from the dead and then two more come along at once.
You'll forgive me if I don't laugh. So, what got you to this point, Sherlock?
Greg told me all about the affair with Sam Noakes and the split with his wife, but something he said lodged in my mind.
Go on.
He said you had him where you wanted him. At the time, I thought he meant he couldn't say no to overtime. Now I realize he was your clean-up man.
Don't stop now.
When he started screwing up at work, he should have been fired, but someone stepped in and saved him. Suddenly, Greg owed you one, and you were out for revenge on Ed Faraday.
Oh, was I?
He must have been a too clever by half thorn in your side.
Faraday was an aggravated hemorrhoid on the backside of life.
And as his senior officer, the minute he overstepped the mark, you gave him the boot.
Yeah, that day had been a long time coming.
But then he turns up on telly along with smart-ass Sam Noakes, celebrity coppers coining it.
I tell you what pissed me off. 30 years in the job and those two end up the public face of police work. It's an insult to all hard-working officers.
So when Martin Earnshaw went missing, you saw your chance to humiliate them in public.
Oh, you've missed your vocation. I did a pretty good job of outwitting you too. Although it was a stroke of luck you getting arrested by that special constable.
You were the limping tramp.
You're an amateur detective. I'm an amateur actor.
Don't give up the day job.
Ditto.
So when you said the murderer was an attention-seeking showman...
As citizens' arrest has turned crime into showbiz, I wanted a piece of the action. Shall we have another drink before you hand me over to Sam Noakes?
I think I'll pass this time.
Yeah, that'll be a first. What's it to be?
No, really.
Herringles, you say?
What are you doing?
Good view from up here.
Sawsby?
I think you'll have to have that drink on your own.
Don't, Sawsby!
Call it one for the road, Charles. No!
The Earnshaw case rang the death knell for citizens' arrest, and as audience figures plummeted, the show was pulled, the one bit of good to come out of Sawsby's legacy. Last I heard, Chloe had been nicked for wasting police time. Back in London, Francis and I agreed to defer our anniversary celebrations till our 40th, if we made it. Till then, it was business as usual.
Aha! It's okay, I'll open a window.
What have you even eaten this time?
It's all under control. I've just singed my cassip.
Your what?
It's a homemade Uzbek sausage I bought off a bloke at the Drum and Monkey.
Don't you touch it if I were you.
Oh. Not now, Morris. I'm in the middle of a meaningful culinary experience.
Did you get the script of Miles's book?
Yes, I got it.
Well, trying to show a bit of enthusiasm. It is a book of the week. This could open up a whole new world for you.
All right.
It's like talking to a sullen teenager.
Whatever.
9:30, Broadcasting House, don't be late.
Goodbye, Morris.
You're not really going to eat that thing.
Watch me.
So there I was, successful and high-earning, a classic alpha male silverback stuck in the 24/7 rat race. Then a tiny miracle happened and my world turned upside down. The miracle weighed 8 pounds. She was called Angela Olive. And I was a dad. This is the story of one man's journey into life's big adventure. It's not a guidebook, it's a guy book. Oh. Oh, sorry. Sorry, all. Something stuck in my throat.
Do you need a glass of water?
No, I'll be all right.
It's sunny great in here. Green light coming.
It may have sounded great in there, but from where I sat, it sounded like a big full stop on my career.
In a reconstructed corpse, Charles was played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. Chloe Earnshaw was Francine Chamberlain, Superintendent Sawsby, Gerard McDermott, Samantha Noakes, Adjoa Ando, and Martin Earnshaw, James Lely. A Reconstructed Corpse was written by Jeremy Front and based on the novel by Simon Brett. The director was Sally Abens.